Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, December 10th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Believers in Kosovo fear their freedom will be hindered by a new draft law. Food for the Poor is recognized for the scope of its outreach, and a boy from Thailand finds a God who answers prayer. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Kosovo, where there's a growing concern over a new religion draft law. According to AMG International's Paul Jenks, religious minorities, including evangelical Christians, are worried about the proposed law's restrictions.
Apparently, there is a movement there by some of the political figures to severely restrict the use of evangelism and religious content in any of the work that is being done there for humanitarian purposes.
Jenks says AMG teams have been ministering in Kosovo for more than 3 years, so they're pretty concerned about the potential impact of the law on ministry.
We've been ministering with an outreach to children and doing a technical training center, and we have an agricultural school. We're especially concerned about the House of Laughter school there that, in fact, a law such as this might impact us to not be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the children that we serve.
Meanwhile, even with the re-election set for December 26th, protesters are still on the streets of Ukraine. They're actually a huge mission field for HCJB World Radio trained workers. One worker named Pavel and his father are reaching out, says Mark Irwin.
They took their accordions with them and were actually, singing national songs, folklore songs. They would also sing Christian Ukrainian songs, and that would just open the door for them to be able to share the gospel with the throngs of people.
As this is happening, Irwin says Christians are gearing up to launch Christian youth radio for a segment of society largely ignored.
Their plan is to target the young people and the children and present the gospel to them, and then to present programming to their parents that would say, now look, this is God's blueprint for raising children.
$50,000 are needed for startup costs. The deadline, February 2005. You're listening to Mission Network News. The recent murder of filmmaker Theo van Gogh, whose film Submission sharply criticized Islam, has angered the Dutch people. That anger has led to questions about the future of open borders in the Netherlands. Missionary David Boyd with Baptist Mid-Mission says the Netherlands has gone from a nation of tolerance to one of division.
More and more people are now saying, well, Holland is just full. We already have enough people that are not integrating. Let's close the borders. Let's force those who are here to integrate in our society, and we can't have them trying to take over. Holland has traditionally been a very tolerant nation. It's taking a different direction.
Boyd says if the borders are closed, it won't affect religious freedom, but could affect foreign missionaries.
I have my questions about what it's going to do for missions in the Netherlands from, for instance, the United States. If a decision is made in Parliament that Holland is closed, that will include all foreigners.
Next, in northern Thailand, the Book of Hope is spreading the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ among the region's Buddhists. One 11-year-old boy, steeped in the family tradition of Buddhism, turned to Christ after receiving a Book of Hope. He'd been looking for a God who answered prayer. And in the Gospels, he read the story of the life of Christ. He also found the God he was looking for. Since then, he's gone on to share his simple faith with others in the community. And Food for the Poor's work is being widely recognized by the Chronicle of Philanthropy. The agency's mission to help physically and spiritually renew impoverished people has helped it grow. As a result, Food for the Poor is being called the fifth largest international relief organization in the United States. The agency serves 16 countries in the Caribbean and Central America and has responded to disasters in their service areas. Pray that those who were helped will respond to the compassion of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.